This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
With 19 days of 110 degree heat. The weather people there just say, don't ask anymore. It's in the triple digits. How hot is it where you are? 80 million of us are under some extreme heat warnings. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. Just keep cool. I mean, whatever you have to do, get up earlier, walk the dog. Trust me, I know I'm doing the same thing, although I'm not quite in that extreme that Phoenix or Tucson or some of the other areas that we've talked about find themselves in, especially in the Southwest. So there's a lot of cooling centers, a lot of attention being paid to people who are having trouble dealing with the heat. Not necessarily the usual suspects. It's sometimes it's people that seemingly are okay, and then the next thing you know, they've passed out because of the weather, and They think you can take it, and then the next thing you know, you can't take it. And that's why those cooling centers are so big, and there's even mobile cool-off vehicles in a lot of different cities that have been sent to cruise around and hand out water and hand out wet rags that people are putting around their necks and all of that. It just seems like we're talking about it more this year. Not that we haven't talked about the weather, which we always do, in the past, but we're talking more about the heat and how tough it is for people to deal with it, the struggles of dealing, I think, with the heat is the thing. And like I said, the how hot is it joke that nobody really wants to joke about, it's there. It's so hot. I saw something the other day that made me laugh out loud because I'm going back and forth with some people about this. It's so hot, cows are giving evaporated milk. Ba-dum-bump. I didn't see my in-studio audience laugh at all. It's just, there's so many puns that you could say. There's so many directions that you could go with that. All right, this isn't a laughing matter. It's a very strange deal about a young private who spent time in jail in South Korea and then gets out and decides to go across the DMZ, across the line, and go to North Korea. And just go there. And then there's questions about what is happening there? Why did he do that? And can we get him back? And if you know anything about their prisons, Pyongyang, it's nightmarish. It is not a place you want to be. So then you worry about his mental health, and why would he make that kind of a decision because of what he would face back in the United States and deciding, you know, I mean, he was detained after intentionally crossing into North Korea and skipping his flight, running across the border. This Army private second class, Travis King, punished for misconduct in South Korea and not wanting to come back to the United States. So deciding to willfully, but without authorization, cross over. And so because of those questions, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had to talk to reporters at the Pentagon and said, I'm absolutely concerned about the welfare of our troop and that we're focused on this, that we're focused on doing something. King is the first American to be held by North Korea in 5 years. And we do not have a good relationship, obviously no relationship, between Pyongyang and Washington because you had nuclear negotiations that collapsed in 2019. And, of course, North Korea has escalated its ballistic missile testing, including a launch just last week that also came with a warning that if the U.S. continues to operate surveillance flights in the region, look out. So now you have this guy who decides he's out of the South Korean prison because he was held for assault charges, and he's decided he's going to walk over the DMZ. Didn't go on the flight. They didn't really tell as many details, but determined where he was. And it's weird because he hasn't served on any combat deployments, and the three medals that he got some medals in his service record, were awards given to, you know, widely to soldiers who serve in South Korea. So that border area is one of the most fortified in the world. And so imagine when they saw him coming. Look, there's a soldier coming. Wow. Just walks right in. And, of course, there have been a handful of soldiers who deserted to North Korea during the Cold War. You notice what I said, the Cold War. There was a guy who, because I was looking into this, there was a guy who in the 60s, mid-60s, after not being happy with his assignment and a night of drinking, decided, I don't want to get sent to Vietnam. So he crossed over. And, of course, he was used for a long time in propaganda movies before being sent back to the United States to face military court-martial after 39 years. Wow, 39 years. So there's a lot of friction between the U.S. and North Korea. And now to have this happen is a big deal, or I call it a BDD, a big damn deal. It is a very big deal. And I can't imagine North Korea is just going to say, yeah, here you go, and hand him over. I don't think so. I do not believe that they're going to do that, right? All right, we've talked about infrastructure forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And how's the infrastructure where you are? Are you complaining about things that are falling apart? So it's weird because 2 years after approving a bipartisan $1.2 trillion law, now you have Republicans who are looking to scale back spending in that some in their own party previously supported. There have been a series of Republican bills to finance the federal government in 2024 that would wipe out billions of dollars that are part of the infrastructure, repairing the aging infrastructure. So some of the cuts would be pretty steep. Amtrak would lose two-thirds of its federal funding next fiscal year if the House Republicans prevail. And that would include $1 billion in cuts targeting the highly trafficked and aging Northeast area, so between Boston and Washington. Already you have Amtrak warning the alarms about service disruptions if that happens. And then train derailments. So the conversations about portions of rail that need to be rebuilt, some key infrastructure. So I think it's about to game on. I think some of that is going to blow up, is what I think is going to happen. And, you know, you've had this going on for weeks, methodically behind the scenes, conversations about that, conversations about just axing that. And again, it's just a couple years after the approval. What's happening in the world of sports next week? Can you believe it? We're going to be talking about NFL training camp. So how do you get ready for that? Find out in the Man Cave.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powder Yarko that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powder Yarko Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Shout out to you. And we got NFL stuff coming up fast and furious. The 23 NFL training camps are opening up. And you know what that means? It means that we're that much closer to football. In fact, some of them have already just started. Some of them have started for like rookies, for example. In fact, almost all the camps, the rookies start the 18th or 19th. It just depends on who. For example, the Bills, they started yesterday, and the veterans camp opens next week. And then before you know it, preseason opener versus the Colts for the Bills on August 12th. A lot of eyes on the Jets. The Jets are the Hard Knocks team, HBO's Hard Knocks, popular show. Aaron Rodgers not happy, a lot of other Jets not happy about it, but tough tiddlywinks. They got to do it. They're doing it. And July 19th, now, the start of camp for rookies and veterans. So that's it. They're rolling already. Most of them, it happened either today, tomorrow, or goes into next week where you're going to have some of those camps open. I would think that some of the players would be chomping at the bit to get back. So, yeah, they want that training camp to be swinging open wide. This was an interesting deal that happened. DeAndre Hopkins is joining the Titans. And when you look at a guy who's an all-pro wide receiver, how does that affect the Titans' offense? And I think he's the number one guy, is what I think. So a two-year contract, $26 million. Is worth it. I mean, he can earn even more money with incentives, but it's pretty significant, this signing. because Tennessee didn't really have much of a pass catch threat. They just didn't have it. And now they have it. I mean, now they've got, I think, more of a threat there. And Hopkins is a guy who mostly has been an outside receiver for most of his career, but he's also good in the slot. And that may be what happens. He may be moved in a couple of different positions. So that's something to watch, I think, heading into the year. And then some weird tweaks, like Cleveland is bringing back its white helmet for the first time in more than 70 years. And how about the Vikings? The Vikings are doing that throwback thing in their season opener. Usually you give time for people to kind of just, yay, the season's here. No, they're going right for it right in the beginning. So they're actually joining a lot of teams in the NFL that are going back to their roots and in some way doing the throwback thing. So it's the Vikings classic, and it's the throwback jersey that goes back to sort of the Fran Tarkington days and the old Minnesota clubs from the 60s and 70s, which I think would be pretty interesting. They play the Bucks on week one, September 10th. So we'll get a better idea of what that looks like. A lot of times fans, there's no in-between there. Fans either love it or they absolutely hate it. They absolutely hate it and want no parts of it. I don't think this is going to happen here. I don't think so. It doesn't make sense to me, so I'm going to say no. This is a big deal because I'm going to just hop around here in the man cave. Lionel Messi. My nephew is a videographer for the MLS team he's playing for in Miami and says it's just crazy, wild, how many people want to get close to Messi. But he's on track to make his debut on Friday. He did his first official training session with the MLS club on Tuesday, and Miami is excited. They have this opener against Cruz Azul, and this is the first appearance of Messi, the Argentine superstar, since all those changes happened fast and furious. And what does that mean? I mean, he's got a contract that's going to pay him between $50 million and $60 million a year. Wow. It's going to be a sellout crowd. It's going to be a sellout crowd for that, like I said, for that debut. Pretty interesting. Because he's so popular. They had a helicopter that hovered over the field when he was practicing. Drones were buzzing around the field. 200 media people had credentials. They were trying to get a glimpse of him. So, as one of his teammates put it, it's like Michael Jordan going to play overseas. He's so, so good and so, so popular that does he make a difference? And he certainly makes a difference with the fans and the excitement, but does he make an actual difference on the field? We have to wait and see how that turns out. There's no trying to zig or zag on that one. I mean, that's it. That's it. All right, the FIFA World Cup, the Women's World Cup, is such a historic tournament. And this I think, will prove to be a really good one. Most of the games are going to be played in New Zealand or Australia, and it'll kick off on July 20th. That's coming up. With the final slate for August 20th in Sydney. So the final will wrap up in Sydney. It's the first time the tournament's going to have 32 nations competing for the world title. Woohoo! And the United States defending their back-to-back trophies. They want to do it again. You got the incredible Alex Morgan. You have Akira Walsh. They definitely have the power. Definitely, definitely, definitely. But it's a question of what the teams look like that they're playing, how gassed are they. It's always a very big, big, big consideration. It's been really fun to watch what's happening in the great game of baseball because we're in the dog days. I said this in a previous show. This is the dog days. This is the time that it gets really much tougher to get up for, I think, for people to get up for games, players to get up for games, because they're weary. They have the weir, as I like to call it. I mean, they're just weary. So a couple of quick ones that I'll throw at you as far as scores in Major League Baseball. The Dodgers beat the Orioles. Both teams are very hot, especially the Orioles. 10-3, the final. Jason Hayward hit a two-run jack during a five-run second inning in Los Angeles. Then you had the Blue Jays and the Padres, which is interesting if you think the Padres were very close to the World Series. The Phillies knocked them out last year. Juan Soto hit his two-run homer. And Joe Musgrove won his eighth start, his eighth decision as a Padre. So there's the hint. Padres beat the Blue Jays 9-1. I was watching part of this one. The Mets beat the White Sox by just a run. And it was thrilling to watch a little bit of that. And this is a team, the Mets team, they're 44-50. 44-50, which is crazy. Here's a couple of others. We haven't talked about the D-backs very much. They have a really cool stadium. I like it. 16-13, the final score. The D-backs outlasted the Braves to snap that four-game losing skid that they were in the middle of. The Rangers once again come through and beat the Rays. 5-3, the final there. The Rays are 60-38. The Rangers are 57-39. The Cubbies get plenty of revenge. They beat the Nationals 17-3. Wow. Another close score, the Royals and the Tigers. The Royals, winning that one 11-10. The Rockies knocked off the Astros. The Angels actually beat the Yankees. Shohei Ohtani's RBI triple made a very, very big difference. And the Twins and the Mariners in this one. On the road, the Twins came through in a very big way, 10-3, the final blow, the final score, and they had their third consecutive multi-hit game in that win for the Twins. They may take something out of it. They are now 49-47 on the season. The Mariners are at 500, 47-47, 47 wins, 47 losses. All right, coming up next, got a great author for you, James Ten Eyck, talking about Walter Reuther. Find out who he is and the importance next.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Donald Trump could be looking at his second federal indictment. The former president revealed he received a letter telling him he is a target in the special counsel investigation into the Capitol riot. The target letter suggests Trump may soon face an indictment. A powerful heat dome is expanding across the southern U.S. Tens of millions of Americans across several states are under heat advisories, including California, Nevada, and Arizona. Dr. Kara Guerin, an ER doctor in Phoenix, says heat stroke is prevalent in this weather.
We see it every summer. It just seems to be much worse this summer.
Forecasters say record-breaking heat is expected through the middle of the week. Home builder sentiment is rising for the seventh straight month. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index rose 1 point to 56 in July. Builders remain concerned about higher mortgage rates, but they say that the lack of existing homes for sale is helping to drive demand for new construction. John Schaefer, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Really excited to welcome to the show James Tenike. He's an author who's written this book, The Life and Times of Walter Reuther, An Unfinished Liberal Legacy. And he joins us here for Author's Corner on America Tonight. James, thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Let's talk about Walter Reuther and who he was and maybe what people don't know about him and what drew you to the story.
Well, I guess what drew me to the story were two things. I admired him growing up, particularly for his stance on civil rights. He was there at the Washington Monument during the March on Washington in 63, giving one of the addresses, and I admired his stance on labor, et cetera, as well. And secondly, the thing that drew me to writing this book, when I go back and try to think, why did I write this book in the beginning, and it's hard to remember was exactly why I did it, but I admired Reuther, and secondly, the term liberal was being used as a pejorative term, and it was not adequately defended by people that should be defending it, and that period of history produced a fairly rich legacy supporting us today. So that's how I got into writing this particular book.
When you started to maybe dig up more on Reuther, what did you find that you maybe didn't know or that you thought was so interesting? Because he was really, when you look at the United Automobile Workers Union, there were some scary things that happened back then in that fight for the union.
Oh, very. I guess if we look at this, the transition of the book, it starts with his formative years, which were interesting, and how he was raised, his you know, his father's politics, his father's advocacy for child labor in the mines, you know, to try to abolish having children working in the mines in West Virginia. You know, the training, on Sunday afternoons, he would, the father would conduct these debating sessions where, you know, the four boys, there was Walter, his younger, his had an older brother, Ted, who went into accounting and so forth, was not part of the union movement. Then there was Walter. Then there was Roy, a year younger than Walter. And then a few years younger than that was Victor. And then he had a much younger sister that came along, you know, a good 6 or 7 years at least after Victor. So she was a baby, you know, in the, cowering in the, you know, in her mother's lap or something while these debates were going on Sunday afternoon. But he would have a debating session where they would debate issues of the day, and the father would grade them on how well, you know, they prepared, how well they presented themselves, etc. He sometimes would tell them, you two are going to be the pros and you two are the cons, and then switch them up at the last moment because, you know, he said it's essential that you know the argument and, you know, the position of the other party because, you know, there's some value in their position as well. So they had this training. Then he goes to Detroit as a young man. I think he was 19 going on 20 when he arrived at Detroit. He answered an ad by the Ford Motor Company for a senior tool and die leader, which would be somebody 35 to somewhere in their 40s, typically. So he shows up at the gate, a 19 and 20-year-old kid. You know, the guard at the gate doesn't want to let him in, and he badgers him and badgers him until, you know, the guy out of frustration just lets him in. So there he's waiting, you know, in the office while the secretary alerts the, you know, the management person that's going to interview him. When the guy comes with his blueprints and so forth under his arm, he says, well, where's this tool and die worker? And the, you know, the secretary points to Ruther, and he gets angry at how dare you you know, bring me down here and waste my time you know, talking to this kid. So Ruther says, well, I'm here, you've got your blueprints, you know, you can give me a test or whatever and see what I know and don't know, and so forth. And so Ruther impressed him. He didn't become immediately a tool and die leader, but he got the job at Ford and worked. He became soon, you know, the a position of authority. He was a good tool and die worker, and part of you know, his youth, let's say, was, you know, he struggled. You know, the family struggled during their time in West Virginia, and so you know, getting into the middle class and so forth as a you know, as a professional worker in the Ford factory, you know, had some value to him. So there were two aspects to his behavior. There was, you know, once he was at Ford, he had dropped out of high school, so he completed his high school education at Fordson school or whatever, you know, a school that Ford set up for the workers like Ruther and so forth that hadn't completed their education. And then he went to what today is Wayne State. It was back then Detroit, Detroit College. I forget exactly. Detroit something university. And he started, you know, taking classes there. Then, you know, the Depression hit. His advocacy for labor, et cetera, he was, you know, he was his family was in the Socialist Party. The father was a good friend of Debs. He brought the sons to meet Debs when he was in jail for his anti-war speech during World War One, and he was. So he carried, there was that tradition, but there was also the urge, to be middle class, etc. So there were two clubs. There was the 4C club, where the C's were something like companionship, community, etc. That was, this self-promotion club that got donations from people like the Kiwanis Club and the Rotary, and it was the establishment extolled the virtues of these people. And then when it got to Wayne State, there was the Social Issues Club, which was more avowedly socialist. They bring in people like Ralph Bunche and Upton Sinclair, etc., as their speakers. And one of the activities that he did, however, in the Social Issues Club was there was a motel near the campus of what was to become Wayne State, that had a swimming pool that they were going to allow students from Wayne State to use. Except the black students were not allowed to use it. So, the Social Issues Club started, one of its advocacy programs was to allow the black students into the, use the pool. And it ended up with the motel just not allowing anybody from Wayne State to use the pool to avoid it. So that was one of the issues that they run. So, he goes afterward. He leaves. He's fired by Detroit for his activities. Then goes on his European tour. He's waiting for a visa to go to Russia to work in the Gorky Auto Works plant. But it takes a good time, the better part of a year, before that visa comes. So he's in Germany. He's in Germany at the time. He lands in Hamburg on a boat. He and Victor, the two of them, end up in Germany. They end up going to Berlin to tour the Reichstag building, etc., that had been burned. They fall in with a group of socialist students in Germany during the time when Hitler is. I think Hindenburg had just died, and Hitler is trying to get full control. So there's an election. Hitler gains, the full control, and 2 days or so after, the day after, whatever, the election, the brown shirts are up knocking on the door, climbing the steps to their apartment. The people thereafter manage to get down outside in the back window on a rope ladder of tied sheets together and escape. They find Reuther, the two Reuthers there, who show them the American passport and said, you better find other living accommodations.
Mm.
So they visit relatives of the mother in Germany, and then they go on a European tour before the visa comes in. And they meet a lot of people over the case.
Let me stop you because I don't want to run out of time.
Going on. I mean, the book is
everything about him. Yeah.
I'm going into too much detail.
Okay. No. The detail's interesting. Talking about them again, what happened in Europe, and all the history in your book is so rich. And then the big part about coming back, the United Automobile Workers Union, and everything that happens there, assassination attempts, just fascinating. Just taking us through that trail of history and what does it mean today. I want to make sure as we wind down here, people know they can get your book, The Life and Times of Walter Reuther. You can get that book on Amazon, Barnes and Noble, and it's such a fascinating read, and what a deep dive you did. James, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a 1 week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this 1 week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Green Room, Dr. Murray Sabrin, to talk about, of course, I was mentioning 4th of July, and he just did something that this is like perfect, right? The transformation of America from the revolution to the present. Boy, is that relevant to the timing of where we are right now. Dr. Sabrin, thanks so much for joining us.
Great to be with you, Kate.
So let's talk about your thoughts on that. And, gosh, a lot of the stuff that you talk about is so spot on, I have to say that. And you can find so much on Substack, obviously. But tell us about this and where we are now when we look at the past and we are here now in the present.
Well, if people recall in their history class, which they probably never got because it was never discussed, but Alexander Hamilton and Thomas Jefferson had this great philosophical battle, political battle, at the early days of the Republic. Hamilton wanted a strong central government. Jefferson wanted a decentralized, limited government. And over time, the Hamiltonian view won out, not because the people wanted it, because the politicians kept on pushing it with their financial elites. And that's what gave us the income tax and the Federal Reserve in 1913. And then with the Depression crisis, we got Social Security. And then Johnson with the Great Society gave us Medicare and Medicaid. and since the end of World War II, endless war. So we basically have a welfare warfare state that is Hamilton's ideal. And Thomas Jefferson would be appalled as to where the country is today, as many of the founders would, because they created a country based upon liberty. That's what the Declaration of Independence was all about. And the Constitution was supposed to enshrine those principles with the Bill of Rights, but we know the Bill of Rights is under attack. The First Amendment, the free speech, is under attack on college campuses and in all across the country. And we know the Second Amendment, a lot of people want to get rid of it. So we have a real serious problem in this country, Kate. It's a constitutional crisis like we've never had before, because the government is spending money that's not authorized by Article 1, Section 8.
And how do you think that that erosion, you know, when do you think that really started, where we started to see more of that happening?
Well, you go back to the misnamed Civil War, which was really the war between the states, or the war for Southern secession. Lincoln gave us the first income tax up. Paper money. He suspended habeas corpus. He arrested and jailed his political opponents during the Civil War. And it's been all downhill since then. And it's just been every generation sees their liberties and their economic freedoms eroded by this Leviathan that we have in Washington, D.C. But as I've been stressing in my writings for many years and on radio interviews, that the American people, the entrepreneurs, the men and women who produce goods and services, they continue to forge ahead despite what the government throws at them in terms of taxes and regulation.
Boy, isn't that the truth. I mean, you know, I have so many friends that are entrepreneurs, and obviously in my career I am too as well. And what I see happening is there's, as you say, what gets thrown at them, there's so much red tape. There are just days, Dr. Sabrin, we feel like we're just wrapped up in red tape. And you're right, it is about just trying to forge a way around it or through, because it at times is very difficult.
Well, that's why most people don't get involved in politics, because it's very time-consuming and the payoff is not that great. So people who have an entrepreneurial spirit, an entrepreneurial outlook, they say, hey, listen, I'm going to forget about everything that goes into Washington, that goes on in Washington and my state capital, and I'm just going to forge ahead with an idea that I think I can make a lot of money. And that's why shows like Shark Tank are very popular, because you have all these young entrepreneurs coming to them for capital, and they have these great ideas, and some of the Shark Tank panelists invest in them and make money as well.
Yeah. What's your biggest concern, as you have, as you said, you've written for a long time, you're watching it, you're in the middle of this. What's your biggest concern of where we're headed?
Oh, boy, we don't have enough time to go over all my concerns. I mean, it's basically the endless wars that both parties have given us since 1945, when World War II ended. The enormous amount of debt that we have, the continuous money printing by the Federal Reserve that's debasing the dollar and giving us these economic cycles of boom and bust. So there's a whole litany of concerns that I have, and I think we're headed for a mega financial crisis, because when you have $32 trillion in debt and a $7 trillion budget, which has doubled, I think, in 5, 6 years, 7 years, it just shows you that the fiscal responsibility of the members of Congress and the president is out of control, and therefore the American people are going to suffer if we do have a major financial crisis, which I do believe is sometime on the horizon, because eventually holders of dollars overseas are going to look at the value of the dollar declining and say, we don't want to hold dollars anymore. They'll cash them in. They won't buy any of our debt anymore. And that's when it's checkmate for the federal government, like we've seen around the world, where governments keep spending more than they can raise taxes and borrow. And then the central bank steps in and prints up money to cover the deficits. And that's what happened in country after country, most recently in Venezuela and Zimbabwe. We've seen it in Argentina, and of course the famous hyperinflation in Germany after World War One.
Yeah, we saw in Greece what happened. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And it's like you say, you know, you look at interest rates and the Federal Reserve, and then what happens there, and then what happens on the stock market, and it's just such a wicked, wicked cycle. I want to mention this. You can get Dr. Sabrin's book, From Immigration to Public Intellectual, An American Story, on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. Tell us about that. Tell us about your story.
Well, it's pretty common among immigrants like myself who came here as an infant in 1949. My parents were the only ones who survived the Holocaust in the native Poland, and my older brother and me were brought to America with my parents who wanted to live in a peace and security after fighting the Nazis for 5 years. And so I went through the New York City schools, decided to become a teacher in New York City. I realized that that was not going to be my career. I went to graduate school, got a PhD, and in 1985 I got an appointment on a temporary basis to Ramapo College in New Jersey. And for 35 years I taught finance, including financial history of the United States, which the students absolutely loved because they got insights about how our financial system, business system evolved over 200 plus years, and many of them wrote me saying how they're going to use the ideas that they learned in the classroom in their own professional career. So that's very gratifying for professors to see that they have an impact on students.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you talk about the land of opportunity, and I loved your story where you talk about coming to New York and that your mother's aunt and uncle from Patterson were there at the pier, and what her aunt said to mom, and the letters and the sons, and then you were the one that shows up where you have blonde hair, shoulder length blonde hair, and you said it was strange because neither parent had blonde hair. And you talk about that. You talk about what you just told us, you know, World War II ending and being liberated in their native Poland by the Russian army and all of that. Boy, you must have grown up in an interesting household.
Well, I was curious about why I didn't have any grandparents, why I didn't have any first cousins, aunts or uncles. And so over time, I got to learn about their experiences during World War II. And my father wrote a memoir about his experience called We Dare to Live, which is available on Amazon. It's just a hair-raising story about his exploits as a partisan commander in Poland fighting the Nazis and until he was liberated in July of 1944. So the war was essentially over for him a year before the war officially ended in the summer of 1945. So I got to learn about this stuff. And then one of my best gifts I ever got from my bar mitzvah was an atlas of the world. And I just studied that, and I said, this is really neat, learning about all these countries and the geography and other aspects of countries. And that's why I became a history major and a geography minor, and got a PhD in economic geography. But I taught finance because I developed the skills to teach those courses during my career before I went to Ramapo College. So I was always curious as a youngster, trying to find out what makes the world tick, what makes people tick. And I'm doing it right now in my Substack column at murraysabrin.substack.com. And the talk that I gave at my development here in Southwest Florida, I'm going to turn that into a series on my Substack column starting next month. And I'll take the reader through how the country evolved from a supposedly a limited government republic to this monstrosity in Washington, D.C. that people are very concerned about because it's just unsustainable. That's the word I like to use. What we have today is just unsustainable economically, financially, and politically.
Yeah, boy, perfect place to end this. We'll look for that for sure. Dr. Sabrin, thank you.
Great to be with you, Kate.
Yeah, and I'll think about Dr. Sabrin when we're celebrating 4th of July and some of what he said with what we're talking about here on this show. It's crazy the amount of debt, the things that are happening, and we are in a constitutional crisis for sure. Coming up, your thoughts. We hit the mailroom next.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.